USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the House impeachment hearings, former White House National Security Official Tim Morrison said a diplomat told him military aid was being blocked to Ukraine until their president agreed to announce investigations into U.S. Democrats. Earlier, National Security Council aide Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman said there had been no doubt that President Trump, in his July phone call with President Zelensky, was insisting that he agree to the investigations.
Maybe in certain regards, my worst fear of how our Ukraine policy could play out was playing out. Now this was likely to have significant implications for U.S. national security.
President Trump blasted the hearings.
All these people were talking about, they heard a conversation of a conversation of another conversation that was had by the president. What's going on is a disgrace.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The National Transportation Safety Board has determined what led to a woman's death on board a Southwest Airlines flight. The NTSB says a fractured fan blade powering the Boeing 737-700 damaged a fuselage. NTSB senior investigator Bill English.
The impact resulted in the window departing the airplane, causing a rapid depressurization of the cabin and the partial ejection and fatal injury to the passenger in seat 14A.
The board said the crack would have been difficult to detect, but issued two recommendations to Southwest Airlines and five to the FAA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on the House to move forward regarding the USMCA.
The trade agreement with Mexico and Canada sitting there, unacted upon, really, this is outrageous, needs to come to a stop. I heard a number of Democrats in the House say they could walk and chew gum at the same time. Now's the time to prove it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A warning has now been issued by the law enforcement community regarding the use of public USB charging stations. USA's John Clemens reports.
That warning comes to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office that inventive cyber criminals now have technology that allows them to steal your information when you use one of those public USB charging stations. I spoke to data protection expert Carol Nichols, who tells us about juice jacking.
I would advise not to use a public charging station because there's no way you can determine if it's secure. And since it's public, the person that might have used it last might have been a criminal that inserted some type of device that's going to be able to penetrate your device and either steal data from you or harm your device in some way.
I'm John Clemens.
Swedish prosecutors dropped rape charges against WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange, which were refiled last spring after he was arrested and removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The original charges were filed in 2010 and led Assange to claim asylum at the embassy for 7 years. Eva Marie Persson, Sweden's deputy director of public prosecutions, told reporters that supporting witness statements in the case have been weakened by time, although she does consider the accuser credible. Assange has been in a British prison since his arrest and removal from the embassy in April. He's long denied the rape accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.